That's the sound of Alesso featuring Nico and Vins saying, I wanna know. And on a Wednesday, I just wanna know if you're listening, if you're out there, if you're tuned into Radio Life and Style. I know you are. And the messages have been coming in following our first pledge this morning for the K9 Dante Zeus fundraiser. And right now I'm really excited to welcome a telephonic guest to the radio airwaves this morning from Outworks, the head of risk management and investigations. Adrian Ash is on the line with us. Adrian, are you there?
Yes, good morning, Mike, and good morning to your listeners.
It's so cool to connect with you virtually on a Wednesday morning, Adrian, and I take it that you've heard the word about the fundraiser that is now in session, and you have very boldly decided to step up and on live radio make a pledge and throw out a challenge of your own from the Outworks team. Am I right?
That's correct. When Outworks heard of the initiative, great initiative to find a replacement for K9 Dante, our exco immediately got hold of me and said we wanted to be part of this, and we want to make a pledge and a challenge to our colleagues in the call center industry that are based up on Namsunga Rocks and the La Lucia Ridge area to come along. It's an integral part of policing, bringing closure to many families in after disasters and the like, and this is very close to our hearts. So we want to make a pledge. We're pledging 20,000 rand.
Whoa! Holy moly! That's no small chunk of change. That's amazing. Wow!
And again, you know, we would like our co-industry players to come along and get involved. We want Zeus on the streets and performing duties with Clinton O'Day as soon as possible. This is now nearing the end of his training, so the time is right. We need to do this now.
Wow, Adrian, that is just outstanding news, man. We salute you and everyone at Outworks for getting behind this initiative in such a massive way. That's a significant pledge, a significant contribution. And the hope is that we'll be able to reach that 60,000 Rand goal today. And if we happen to go beyond that, well, it's not going to go to waste. All of that funding will be going towards essential training for not just local private search and rescue volunteers and operators, but also SAPS and Durban Metro Search and Rescue. So, I mean, that is you've already made a massive dent with your contribution. And throwing that challenge out there to other operators in the call center space, I'm hoping that they're listening and that they'll be inspired to follow where you're leading. What do you say?
That's great. And come on, Durban and North Coast. Let's get behind this fundraising initiative. Thank you, RPSS, for their great spearheading of this initiative and fundraising. Dante has performed admirably with many accolades over the last decade, and there are colleagues, Ghost also, that has been out there for the last 8-9 years, which is nearing retirement as well. So let's go well beyond the 60,000, because this is an integral part of bringing closure to many families.
Amazing. Well, Adrian Ash, you've been hearing him, the head of risk management and investigations at Outworks, on the line right now, pledging 20,000 Rand from the Outworks family towards this really, really important fundraiser. Adrian, once again, big thanks to you and the team at Outworks, sending lots of love your way, and know that your donation is going to go really far towards making this dream a reality. Wishing you a blessed Wednesday, and looking forward to seeing what pledges follow in your wake.
Thank you, Mike, and to your listeners. Let's do this.
You heard
Thank
it you. On Radio Life and Style. Love in action right there. And here's Sia giving you some more love. 9 minutes to 8 on 88 FM. Don't go anywhere. The pledges are coming in.